It's the time of year when we're all thinking about goals and priorities. Now is the time to plan your next trip. Whatever kind of travel fills you up, whether it's lounging on the beach, connecting with family and friends, or going on a foreign adventure, Expedia has the tools you need to plan a great trip. Download the Expedia app or visit Expedia.com to start planning. You do need to be a One Key member to use price tracking. Signing up is easy and free. Expedia, made to travel.
Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Need a cold coffee with a bold flavor? Dunkin' Cold K-Cup pods were specially crafted for cold coffee. Brew over ice straight out of the Keurig coffee maker for smooth, delicious Dunkin' taste you know and love. Find your next Dunkin' Cold coffee in the roasted coffee aisle.
I'm Oprah Winfrey. Welcome to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. I believe that one of the most valuable gifts you can give yourself is time. Taking time to be more fully present. Your journey to become more inspired and connected to the deeper world around us starts right now. I want to say this. Pretty women wonder where my secret lies. Pretty women wonder where my secret lies. I tell them it's in the reach of my arms. It's in the span of my hips. It's in the stride of my steps. And it's in the curl of my lips, because I'm a phenomenal woman. So phenomenal that sometimes I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man they either stand or they fall down on their knees. And then they start swarming all around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, whoa, must be this fire in my eyes. Maybe it's the flash of my teeth, the swing of my waist, or just the joy in my feet. I don't know. All I know is I'm a woman, phenomenally phenomenal, phenomenal woman. And men themselves, they've wondered just what it is they see in me. Sometimes they try so much, but they cannot touch this inner mystery. And when I try to tell them, they still can't see. They say, I say to them, ha. It's me, a phenomenal, phenomenal woman. That's me, and that's you. That's you. When you see me walking, it ought to make you proud. Because I'm a phenomenal woman. It's the bend of my hand, the palm of my hand, and the need for my care. Phenomenal woman. That's me, and that's you. And a few phenomenal men. My homage to my beloved Maya Angelou. She wrote that poem in 1978. And I started reciting that poem in 1978 because I grew up reciting Easter pieces and poetry by African-American women. And when I discovered that poem in 1978, I didn't believe I was a phenomenal woman. I spoke it into being. I spoke it into being. And what I wish I knew then is the power of speaking into being. And what I want for each of you when you leave here today is to be able to claim the essence of the phenomenon that is your life. I lead a phenomenal life. Everything you even thought my life might be, it's to the 10th power of whatever that is. And it's not because of all the things that I have. I have beautiful things. It's not because of where I live. I live in a beautiful space. It's because of whose I am. Whose I am. And I am where I am and who I am because I've always known whose I am. And though I may not know what the future holds, I know who and what holds the future. So this process of living as a phenomenal woman, I ask myself sometimes, how did this actually happen? And I realize that the story of my life, many of you have heard the story of my life, you know about my grandmother hanging out the clothes. Me saying, Grandmama, no, that's not gonna be my life. I think about that and the impact that it had on who I am today, being able to listen to the inner voice and be able to follow that voice my entire life right to this stage here today. But actually, the best advice I ever received happened when I went to audition for AM Chicago. It's advice I took to my heart and was able to live through my heart. I was auditioning on Labor Day weekend of 1983 with Dennis Swanson. And they'd call me from Baltimore to come up and try out for this new job, AM Chicago. And I knew that it was time for me to leave Baltimore because I'd come to the point where I had grown as much as I could grow in that space. And I could feel the energy of my life pulling me in another direction. That's how you know when it's time to move. You can feel the energy of your life pulling you in another direction. So I had done my audition and I thought I did a decent job, but I really wasn't sure because there I was, a little chubby girl with a Jerry curl. And after the audition, Dennis Swanson, the general manager of WLS Channel 7 in Chicago, called me into his office. This is Saturday, September 3rd, 1983. And he said, "We like you, young lady. We think you did a really fine job. We actually would like to hire you. And what we want to do is put you up against Phil Donahue." Now, those of you who are old enough to know that what Dennis said was, "We know he's the king of daytime television. And this is just a local show we're asking you to do, AM Chicago. And we know you really can't compete with Phil Donahue. Because we are a local show with local money. So don't you worry about competing with him or trying to beat him, young lady, because you can't do it. All we want is for you to be yourself. Just be yourself." I was so thrilled to hear those words because when I'd first gone to Baltimore, I'd been hired, and for some reason, after they hired me, they wanted me to be somebody else. They didn't like my hair, they didn't like my skin color. So I said to him, they didn't like my size, so I said to Dennis Swanson, I said, "Well, you know I got a weight problem. So I don't want you to get me here in Chicago and then tell me you got a weight problem, because I'm telling you right now, I got a weight problem." And Dennis, to his credit, says, "You're looking at me, you can see I have a weight problem too." He said, "We just want you to go on the air and be yourself. Just be yourself." Those words liberated me and made me feel what every human being wants to feel. What I learned from 4,773 shows on The Oprah Show is that no matter what the subject, everybody is looking to feel accepted and validated. We all just want to know that we are heard and we are valued and that what we have to say matters. So when Dennis said to me, "Just go on the air and be yourself," it liberated me. And so I'd already figured out that I could be a better me than I could be a pretend Barbara Walters. I knew that. I'd had that lesson. But to have it affirmed was really the greatest gift of my career, equal to the job itself of being hired to do AM Chicago. What I've come to understand now, really, full circle, is that life, the universe, the presence, the divine, was using Dennis Swanson to help teach me to unleash the truth of my life, to unleash my own truth. And life does that so well, you know. It uses other people to help us if and when we are willing to be helped, if and when we are willing to pay attention and to listen and grow up and out into the truth of ourselves. Angels of support, I call them, guardians of truth, trying to move us in the right direction. Now, for me, I was fortunate to have a boss who was good. Sometimes it's good bosses, sometimes it's bosses who are not so good. Sometimes it's bad boyfriends. They're great angel guardian teachers. I had one who said to me, "The problem with you, baby doll, is you think you're special." And I went on to try to explain to him, no, I'm not special. And what I now realize full circle is the problem was I didn't think I was special because I was putting up with him. I recently ran across, as I was moving my office in Chicago to the own offices here in California, I ran across some old letters that I had written to him that made me weep for the sad, pathetic, ridiculous, pitiful woman I was at that time, reciting Phenomenal Woman, but not having a clue about what it really meant to live in the space of truth and the phenomenon that was waiting for me as a life.
Don't go anywhere. More to come after this short break.
No two travelers are exactly alike, and that means no two trips should be either. Texas' vast landscape of cultures, regions, destinations, and activities allow for an infinite number of different travel experiences. Are you a beach person? Well, you'll be having fun under the sun with Texas' 350 miles of coastline. If you're more of a rugged vacation type, there are campgrounds, hiking trails, and state parks galore. And foodies can't get enough of Texas' world-famous barbecue and Tex-Mex. Enjoy live music, visit internationally recognized art museums, and check out thrilling cowboy experiences. And now, Travel Texas offers a one-of-a-kind online trip builder that allows users to generate a custom, visually-led trip matched to their unique interests. Visit traveltexas.com/get-your-own to get the only trip to Texas that matters, yours. That's traveltexas.com/get-your-own. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank. Some things should be boring, like banking. Boring is safe and reliable. You don't want your bank to be entertaining. Entertaining is for podcasts with inspiring celebrity guests, not banks. PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life. PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865. Brilliantly boring since 1865 is the service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
I'm just someone who has paid real close attention to multi-thousands of conversations and interviews and listening to people's pain and listening to their dysfunction and having them share their stories of joys and triumphs. And I have been present in every moment as it was happening, understanding that life is unfolding according to each of our truths. That you are creating your reality as you think and as you act upon those thoughts. Every thought and action and feeling all the time. And that the universe is constantly reflecting that reality back to us. A reality that starts for me with my intention to do well, to be a force for good in the world. And in return, I get this phenomenal, forceful life where I am constantly shown goodness and mercy. That is what I want for you. That is why we're doing these sessions. That's my mark for the planet. I want that for you. And I want that for you. And I'm here to remind you that the way to your own truth, the way to a phenomenal life that only you can manifest in the greatness that you were created to do, is to just be yourself. Just be yourself. That's what God wants. That's what the Creator wants. What's been so fortunate for me is I made lots of money just being myself. It's fantastic. So the number one goal and role for you, and the continuing goal for me, is to become more of who you are. I did an interview not too long ago with a woman who said, you know, I interviewed you 10 years ago, and really nothing's changed about you except you've become more of yourself. I said, I'm gonna use that. That's what we want, is to grow in grace and become more of yourself, because there is not another human being quite like you. Nobody's been through what you've been through. Not in the same way that you've been through it. That's why you grew up in the same house, you and your sister still arguing about what actually happened. You still can't agree. You can't agree because you saw and experienced through the prism and view and awareness space that is you, and your sister saw it through her eyes and her prism. Your being here matters. It matters because every single contribution that you have to make, the world has been waiting to experience from you. And your phenomenal existence here matters. And you must know that your being here, the very fact that you are here on Earth, is enough. You don't have anything else to prove. That sperm hit that egg. That sperm hit that egg. And some of you have heard me tell this story. My father and mother only were together one time under an oak tree. That's why I loved oaks so much. And that one time, which they thought was an accident, who are you telling? Created me. However you came to be here, your life and what you're meant to do and what you're meant to contribute is special, and does matter. My life's dream. This is why all those years doing television, to be able to gather this many people in this space, coming of one accord, seeking a spiritual higher ground. May your life be blessed. Have a seat. So many faces and ideas, and we as one heart today, we come as one heart rejoicing in our quest for what is the truth of me. What is the truth of me? What do I believe and why am I here? And what can I offer? The answer is yourself. The answer is yourself. My prayer from the time I could pray, and my grandmother said, you always pray on your knees. From the time that I could pray, and I still pray on my knees no matter how many tequila shots I've had, has been, use me. So the path to your truth is to ask the universe, all that is God, how can you best serve and be used in the service of your highest good, your highest self, and that which is the highest good of the planet? How can that happen? Your true self, being your true self, that the only requirement that actually matters. This is the one thing I'm gonna ask. Stop wasting time. Stop wasting time because you have a limited amount of time. We all act like we don't, like we can just do everything and never have. You have a limited amount of time to do the good that you've come to do. Understand what's the truth of your life and get about the business of living it. Leave here with that decision, because that's what it is. It's a decision today that I am going to step into what is the truth of my life. And you don't even have to ask what that is, because you know what it is, because you really know what it isn't. Those of you who are not living in the truth space, after all of your ahas and high-fiving yourself and the great quotes you wrote down and all the inspired moments, no matter what, live what is true for you. Just be yourself.
Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. Shop by price, like 25 and under to 100 and under. Category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted and for grandma. Get top gifts like Dolce & Gabbana Devotion, Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
So I'm going to leave you with I got 2 minutes. So I got a few principles that I do to do that. There is a flow. There is a flow. I call it the flow. All my girls from South Africa know I call it. There's a power, there's a flow, there's a stream, there's a vibrational field and frequency with your name on it. Your job, your real job, is to find that flow and let it carry you to the next level and the next level and the next level. And when your life is out of order, when you're feeling out of sort, when things aren't going the way they should be going, when you can't figure out what's wrong, you are out of flow. And your number one job is to get yourself back in flow. When your personality comes to serve the energy of your soul, that is authentic empowerment. Those are Gary Zukav's words. Your job here on earth is to use your personality. I got a big one. But your job is to use your personality to serve the energy that is your soul. Your soul that's gonna go on forever. Your personality is here to serve the energy of your soul. And how do you find the flow, find the truth? It feels right. So you move in the direction of what is the right thing to do, and you do the right thing, because doing the right thing is moving in the direction of love, and love is what's going to lift you to the highest possible vibration. The highest possible vibration, love, harmony, reverence for life. So what makes you feel alive is your truth. What makes you come alive is your truth. And being able to understand what that is what allows you to do what every human being is here to do. We are here to try to fulfill the truest, highest expression of ourselves as human beings. That's what you want. That's what I want. I'm seeking what is the highest manifestation. You cannot be all that you were created to be, however you understand the mystery of your creation, unless you develop a spiritual practice. You cannot get away with living on the planet as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pierre Teilhard de Chardin's words. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. You cannot be all that you were meant to be unless you're willing to give yourself some time to nurture the spirit of you. The spirit that is you. That's your job. And you've done a marvelous job of it today. Coming here today, well, y'all, this is like, you can get away with another month after this. This is good. Y'all gonna be prayed up after today. Beneath the surface of all things is the true thing. In all circumstances, look for the truth of what is really happening. No matter who you are, no matter how strongly and fiercely you can stand in the spiritual path, crisis is going to come. And you know, when crisis comes, the first thing I ask it is, what are you here to teach me? What are you here to teach me? When betrayal comes, when devastation comes, when loss comes, the first thing you ask it is, what are you here to teach me? And when you can do that, it mitigates the loss, because you get clarity about why this is really happening. It lessens the struggle, it loosens it up, and it becomes easier to bear, because you understand, oh, I brought this on myself. I knew he was, I kind of suspected he was cheating. This. I don't believe in failure. I believe failure is just information. It is information and an opportunity to change your course. I have 20 girls in college from South Africa here in the United States, and at any given time, hello, three of them are here today. This is my mantra to them. Failure isn't the end of the road. It's just a detour. It's a big red flag saying to you, wrong way. Turn around. You're going the wrong way. So don't be devastated by failure. Thank it. Thank it. Bless it. Let it raise you up. Let it show you the other way and take you in a new direction. When you don't know what to do, do nothing. When you don't know what to do, when you gotta ask everybody else in the world, what you think, what you think? What you think, what you think I should do? What you think? I don't know, should I get that house? I don't know. Should I buy these shoes? I don't know. When you don't know what to do, get still. Get still until you do know, because nobody knows but you. Nobody knows for you, only you know the path to your own truth. And the reason you ask everybody else, because you're scared of your own answer. You always know the answer when you're willing to hear your own truth. I learned this when I was 7 years old, Invictus by William Ernest Henley. You are the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. You are. You're sitting around waiting on somebody else to fix it, to make it okay. You are the one who's in the driver's seat. You are the master of whatever is going to happen to you. And whatever is going to happen to you, when you are following the path of truth, you can trust that you will be strong enough to stand in it. And why? Because you know that your greatest power doesn't come from this. Your greatest power comes from the power source. And that's what meditating and praying and yoga and standing underneath the trees and sitting by the ocean and taking some time for yourself, being still, it allows you to fill your tank, to go directly to the source of all energy, where you are sustained by the energy that comes from the divine source of all things. Surrender to that power. Surrender to that energy, to that force field, and you will live the truest dream for you. Surrender your fear. Let go. And let that, which is all the names of God, align with the spirit that is you. And you too will experience the miracle, the phenomenal, phenomenally powerful, majestic, graceful life that you are waiting to claim for yourself. Be blessed. Be blessed. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm Oprah Winfrey, and you've been listening to Super Soul Conversations, the podcast. You can follow Super Soul on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Super Soul Conversation. Thank you for listening.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.